Welcome to Celtic Christmas Greetings, Part 6. Last time I talked about Scotland, and this time I want to talk about the Scottish King of Christmas. Did you know that there was a Scotsman at the birth of Jesus Christ? Well, now you do. Or at least that's the legend I created in 2009 when I wrote The Scottish King of Christmas. I think I originally titled it Kilted Christmas, but I didn't quite like that as much. You can hear the original recording in the Celtic Christmas podcast. I'll link to it in the show notes. This one is basically a reimagining of the nativity scene. I mentioned in the past that I love satire. It is my favorite form of comedy, so I like to, the satirical aspect. So I was imagining, what would it be like if a Scotsman came down from the cold north to celebrate baby Jesus' birth? I had fun writing this song a lot. I wrote it in 2009 during the time that my wife and I were in Germany before our daughter was born. And I remember sitting down on my mother's couch and I was laughing to myself because that's what I do. I laugh at my own jokes and I'm about the only one who does. So that's okay. It was a lot of fun. Just, I started with we three kings of Orient are. I always love that song. And I also love the fact that, you've heard about three kings of Orient are. So the verse is, we three kings of Orient are traveling, I use that whole, when I was a kid, I used to listen to that song and I thought, we three kings of Orient are. I didn't know what Orient are was, but I put those words together into one word. So when I wrote this song, I did the same thing. You've heard about three kings of Orient are. To me, that just cracked me up. I'm sorry. I'll just apologize now. But I took the idea of a Scotsman, of course, coming down from the Highlands who traveled the country. He's dressed in, blue paint and a kilt, and he struts into the manger. And I was noticed just recently, I realized exactly who this Scotsman was too. And it is Steve Brownlee of Haggis Rampin. If you've ever seen him, he's got this very rugged, good old Scotsman type look, something you'd picture from Braveheart. he plays the part perfectly. And so I imagine him as the Scotsman pretty much who walks in, and there are the three wise men, and they're looking, worshiping with baby Jesus, bringing him gifts, and each of them leaves their gifts, and along comes a Scotsman, and he looks, kind of rugged, he's a lot of the Middle Eastern tradition was their cleanliness, and this guy did not look clean, and so, his hair is all frazzled and whatnot, and he's wearing his kilt, and he has a blanket that's the same plaid as his kilt. And he walks over, he kneels beside the crib, and there he wraps baby Jesus in this wool blanket. And of course, the wise men all of a sudden are like, oh, he recognizes this is our Lord and Savior, and this is wonderful. He's a good man. Then he walks outside, and of course, he starts playing the Highland bagpipes, which of course wakes up Jesus. And the chorus, I use Deck the Halls, which has never been one of my favorite Christmas songs, but I thought it would work well in this environment. The fa-la-la-la-la-la-la, basically with the melody of Scotland the Brave. And of course he wakes baby Jesus and just, so the whole idea of the song just was a lot of fun to write. And like I said, I love satire. I love comedy, but more with the satire aspect. I am part of the Funny Music Project, which is this website where they give away funny music of all shapes and sizes. It's really awesome website, thefump.com, if you want to find out more about that. It does make you wonder, who else in the world might have seen that star shining down on baby Jesus. Of course, I'm getting all sorts of satirical comedy coming in. It's like, oh, I got to find this place. Where is it? Oh, man, I can't get there. I don't know. It's almost like a leprechaun and his rainbow shining down. It's like, does that mean we get three wishes? No, instead we get three wise men. Interesting. All right. I'm going to play the Scottish King of Christmas from my CD, Celtic Christmas Greetings.
You've heard about three kings of Orientar, but have you heard about the fourth from afar? He came down from the cold windy north to celebrate Jesus's holy birth. He followed the star across highlands and seas, far to the south, across many countries. He wore blue paint and a kilt quite bold that danced as he walked into the stable door. Fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la la la. The wise men looked up at this stranger and stared. Who was this wild man who didn't comb his hair? A wool blanket he brought that looked like his kilt. He wrapped baby Jesus and by his side he knelt. Fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la la la. The wise men smiled as he left the stable door, thinking they liked this man much more than before. They heard a sound that blared through the night. Baby Jesus awoke to those Highland bagpipes. Fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, Scotland the Brave.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, then please post a rating on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you are online. Let other people know about it and see if we can bring some more people to this Celtic Christmas Greetings podcast. You can subscribe at markgunn.com where you'll find the show notes, or at CelticChristmasMusic.net. Now, look kind of deep.